The pasuk says, "Kaitem lebeis Yaakov v'sagi lebnei Yisrael." And Rashi says, "Kaisemer lebeis Yaakov elu hanoshim." Moshe Rabbeinu was told to say to give over the Torah to the women first. And Rashi continues, "Em lehem beloshen raka," speak to them in a nice, kind way. "V'sagi lebnei Yisrael," and when you give over the Torah to the men, "Elu hanoshim hagid lehem v'tadag dekimam." Be much stricter, much tougher. Rav Aaron Levine Zatzal, in his Sefer Drash V'Iyun, asks a question. Here, the pasuk, by using the word toimar, is indicating that it means a lashon raka, a soft way, a soft approach to the transmission and the teaching of the Torah. But he asks a question that we look in the Haggadah, and when the Haggadah talks about the Rasha, the Rasha's words are introduced with the words Rasha Mahu Aimer, Ma'avoida Zos Lachem. He was saying that the word Amira is to be understood as a person who's speaking pleasantly, as an individual who's speaking nicely, yet the Rasha is the one who's credited as the individual in the Haggadah who's Mahu Aimer, who speaks softly. How is that to be understood? So he explains that Omer indeed means to speak softly. But speaking softly is not always an indication that the message that's being given over is the proper message. On the contrary, he suggests that that's exactly the trick of the Rasha. The Rasha tries to speak in a soft tone and tries to say in a soft and persuasive way, that the avodah that we're undertaking to be members of Klal Yisrael and to do the Dvar Hashem is actually very difficult. And I am an individual who is an Omer. I am a person who's a soft individual, who's a caring individual, and I care for you, Klal Yisrael. And I say to you, Klal Yisrael, Ma avodah zos lachem. Is this something that you ought to be undertaking? Maybe you should back away from the avodas Hashem. And therefore, he explains, we should not judge a speech, or we should not judge a message by the way it's delivered. It has to be judged about what is being said. And when the Rasha says his message, which although it's a message that's being given over in a soft, persuasive manner, it's a most damaging message. And when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the message is a message of Torah, and it's a message of the way we ought to live our lives. And that point of how a message should be given and who should be giving the message is an important element I saw in the Mefarshim and the explanation of so many concepts in this week's parasha. In this very pasuk, where the pasuk speaks about Kaisoim lebeis Yaakov v'sagil b'nei Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu first gave the Torah to the Beis Yaakov and to the women, and only afterwards did he give it to the B'nai Yisrael, to the men. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, in his Sefer Drash Moshe, explains, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do it this way? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he explains, recognized that in order for Klal Yisrael to be able to succeed in their avodas Hashem, in order for Klal Yisrael, as they are about to receive the Torah, it's critical that the message of the Torah and the lessons of the Torah be inculcated into them from a young age. He quotes the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra Daf Chaf Aleph, that speaks about the system of teaching Torah in Klal Yisrael. And he says, originally, they only began teaching Jewish boys Torah when they were 16, 17 years old. And if you're going to begin teaching a boy Torah only when he's that age, by a timber rabbim, they're not ready to continue learning and studying and becoming Talmid Chachamim. It's necessary that if you want to succeed in teaching Torah to your children, you begin with them at a young age. The message has to not just be given at a certain way, but the message has to even be given at a certain age. So the Torah Kedoshah says, Kaisoim ala Beis Yaakov, begin with the Beis Yaakov, begin with them with when they're still at home, the Beis Yaakov, when they are under the influence and the teaching of their mothers, because the mothers who have them when they are at such a young age have much more ability to teach them the Torah when rather, as we just learned, when they become older. The Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach us how the message has to be given to and at what point and how to whom the message has to be given, at what age the message must be given. And that's the lesson of the parasha. The Torah is teaching us if we want, if this is the parasha, Parashas Yisroi, the parasha of Kabbalah Satorah, what's essential in knowing parasha of Kabbalah Satorah is to know who and how the message should be given. And actually that point is demonstrated again at the end of the parasha, where the Torah is at the describes Kabbalah Satorah. The parasha says, the pasuk says, "V'hi kol ha'shofar cholek v'chazak ma'id," and the Baal Turim quotes a Masorah. He says, "This pasuk v'hi kol ha'shofar cholek v'chazak ma'id v'idach," and the other pasuk that we have is "David cholek v'chazak." David HaMelech kept on getting stronger, and he quotes the Gemara Masechta Erevin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph that says, "David Goli Masechta." David HaMelech taught Torah, and therefore Holoch v'Chazak, he constantly got stronger. The pasuk says by Kabbalah Satorah in Parshas Veschanan, "Eil advar m'diba Hashem akol kahalchem, b'har m'toich eish ha'onan v'arofol." These are the words that we receive, the words of the Torah, the words of the Seres Adibris, that we receive from Kaddish Baruch Hu, kol godl v'lo Yosef. And there's two midrashim, there are two perushim on the word v'lo Yosef. One is that v'lo Yosef, this was it, and nothing more. And the other pshat is just the opposite. Kol godl v'lo Yosef, not lo Yosef, there was nothing more added, but rather lo posak. It did kol shofar, the Kabbalah Satorah never stopped. How can these two opposite explanations be consistent? Did it stop or did it continue? And actually, of course, the question is, how can one could suggest that the Kol Shofar, the Kabbalah Satorah, Loi Pasak, never stopped? Don't we all know that the event of Kabbalah Satorah was a one-time event? The answer is, says the Sefer, B'tei Rosa Hege, the Pasuk says, P'kudei Hashem Yisharim Masam Chelev. So he explains, what does the word P'kudei mean? He says, P'kudei means something that is given over for watch, a P'kodim. And what the Pasuk is saying, P'kudei Hashem, the way we are to look at the Torah that we received, the Torah we received is a P'kodim. It was something that we were given to watch, to nurture, and to cherish. But there are different times and different places. And Bikudei Hashem Yisharim, if you watch a Bikudin, you know sometimes you have to keep this Bikudin in this place because it's better for it, and sometimes in another place. And there are different conditions how to properly best watch that Bikudin. What happened was, the event of Kabbalah Satorah that is described in this week's parasha was gone b'kol subrokim. It was done with thunder and lightning, and the world trembled. But then the Torah still has to be continued to be transmitted. Kol godl v'loy posak. The Medrash says v'loy hoisif. That type of an event, that type of an experience of giving Torah was happened at Har Sinai, because the moment of Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai demanded that type of an event, that type of an experience. But the giving of the Torah Loi Pasak doesn't stop. It's the Pekodin that's left with us. And we, and those that teach Torah, have the obligation in every time and in every place and in every generation to teach the Torah in the way that's best for that time and place. And that's why we are Mispalo, V'har Einenu B'Sayra Secha. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up our eyes and give us the ability and the strength and the talent and the siyata, the shmaya, to always be able to teach Torah according to the time and place where it is so necessary. And that's pshat, what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Om Rishu ben Levi, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Bas Kol Yosus Mechar Kairev. Every day there's a Bas Kol that comes out from Char Kairev, from Behar Sinai, or Machrezes V'Emeres Oilehem Lebrius Melbonish or Torah. It speaks about Torah. Whoever heard that Bas Kol? So Baal Shem Tov explains that what that Bas Kol means is that if a Jew has a moment of his Hesiris, if a Jew has a moment where he wants to become better, that's because that Bas Kol is speaking to him. But another pshat is that every day is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. Every day, what happens by Kabbalah Satorah is that it's a new event that has to be experienced. But it doesn't necessarily have to be experienced in the exact same manner that Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai was experienced. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day there's a different experience according to what that day requires. The B'nai Yisoschir explains that the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, speaks about Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, Shoyachoyzer with the Retire of the Nevi'im. They were learning Torah and they went from the Nevi'im and Nevi'im to Ksuvim. And then from the Nevi'im to the Ksuvim, for Hayud Varm Smechim, and the experience was such an enjoyable experience, Kinesiyoson Mesinai, just like when the Torah was given to Har Sinai, until a fire surrounded them, ke Sinai, as what happened to Har Sinai. So explains the B'nai Yisoschar, what were Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua doing? What Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua were doing, were analyzing and reviewing and understanding that Kabbalah HaTorah and the way we learn and teach Torah changes from generations to generations. There was the Sinai, then there was one style and there was one way to learn Torah. And from there we went to the Nevi'im, and in the time of the Nevi'im, there was another way, an appropriate way to learn Torah. And then in the time of the Ksuvim, there was a different way to learn Torah. They're all emanating, and they are all a continuation, says the Gemara of Har Sinai. Just every generation had its own way. And that's what the Baal HaTurim says is the connection between Kol Gol Shah, the Hoylech V'Chazek, the Kol Shoif of Har Sinai as Hoylech V'Chazek, and David Hoylech V'Chazek. David HaMelech devoted his life, Galya Masechta. Rashi explains the definition of Galya Masechta is to teach Torah. And David HaMelech learned from Har Sinai that just like at Har Sinai, it was a moment of learning Torah that continues forever, that is supposed to continue forever. So too, Galya Masechta. But David HaMelech realized that there's a Hoylech V'Chazek, there's a continuation of learning Torah that's appropriate for his time. And then there's a Hoylech V'Chazek, and there's a way to teach Torah that's appropriate for our times, for his times and for our times. But as long as we continue that Mesorah, that tradition of Kabbalah HaTorah, of Limud HaTorah that we received by Har Sinai, that it's Hoylech V'Chazek, it gets stronger and stronger in every generation. Kol Gadol V'Loy Pasak. It's like Hoysef. We will never have another experience like we had by Har Sinai. But we will also never stop continuing learning and transmitting the Divrei Torah.